There's a medrash in this week's parasha, the medrash of Pella. Medrash is found in Lamites Ches. Omer of Levi, Levi says, "B'shoshay Avram Mahalech ba'Aram Narayim u'ba'Aram Nachur." When Avram was walking around Aram Narayim and Aram Nachur, these places in Chutz Laaretz, rose some oichlim b'shoisim u'pachazim. He saw people eating, drinking, and being merry. Mamish, eat, drink, and be merry. In that order. Oichlim v'shoisim v'pachazim. Eat, drink, be merry. That's what pachazim is. Be elated. Omer halavai lo yehei li chelik b'aretz hazos. Halavai, I shouldn't have any chelik in this land. This is not where I want to be. Basically, where we are, he didn't want to be. Okay? The kevin shegia l'sulama shel tzur, when he reached sulama shel tzur, which was the border of Eretz Yisrael, Mamish is reaching into Eretz Yisrael, Roson asukim benikush, b'shas hanikush, b'idur b'shas ha'idur. He saw people that were what? Were weeding out the fields in the time for weeding, and were hoeing, were digging holes to take care of the crops in the time of hoeing. Amar alvaye chelki beretzos. This is where I want to be. I want that. Hashem said to this, to your children, I'll give this land. What's going on? So Avin didn't want the nice place where they were besimcha eating and drinking. He should work hard and be a farmer and work and weed and dig. What's going on? So comes the Heilige Gemara v'Shemesh. The Gemara v'Shemesh says it's all a remez to our lives. The Mar Hashem says that Avram goes and he sees a makom where there was no avoda being done and they're just eating, drinking, having a good time. It's all about having the good time. He says, that's not for me. It's not for me just to be satiated and be cool and fun. What does it mean that they were weeding and they were hoeing? So first of all, also we have to understand the order should be reversed. If you know anything about farming, first you're going to dig the holes and help work through the land, and then the crops start to grow, and that's when you're going to weed out. It should be, first, should be the either, b'shas either, and then nikush, b'shas nikush. The order seems reversed. What's b'shat? So he says as follows, Avram Vino understood that the life of every year, the life of every one of us, is to always perfect ourselves, and always be mekadesh ourselves, and always looking into our lives, and fixing what we're doing wrong, and always being in a state of tshuva. Never being satiated with who we are. So the avodah is first and foremost, nikush b'shas nikush. First, weed out. Weeds are above ground. What we see clearly is wrong, shouldn't be there. First, look into ourselves, and all the areas that we say, okay, I'm not davening with kavana, I need to work on that. I'm not learning as much as I should, I need to work on that. I'm struggling in my kivut of aim, I have to work in that. Whatever the I'm struggling shmir sanayim, I have to put up new gedarim, work on that. Things that are so clear, that's nikush b'shas nikush. I need to do that. Oh, I got rid of all the weeds. Now I got rid of all the weeds. I'm good. From the outside, it looks like everything's good. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. I can relax now. And now I can eat, drink, and be merry. Right now I can just chill. No, no, no. A yid understands my avodah as a yid is never to chill. Never to, again, we enjoy life. And we're besimcha, but we never stop working on ourselves. Adam la'amal yulad. We always grow. We're always in a state of growth. We're always trying. So what do I then do? If I weeded, I took out all the weeds. Now I have to do either. Now I have to dig down deeper. Now I have to really look into myself. What could I fix that is not so obvious? I have to dig down deeper and find that which I can perfect and be mekadesh and be mashla myself because I'm always in a state of growth. And where did he find this all? He found this all in Sulama Shel Tzur. What's a Sulama? That's the name of the place, but Sulam is a ladder. A ladder. I'm always going up the ladder. Sulama Shel Tzur, Letzur Olamim. I'm always going up the ladder to be closer and closer, Letzur Olamim, to the Eibishter. I was thinking about this earlier today. And if you take the gematria of Nikush with Eder together, Nikush with Eder with the Koilo 661, which is exactly gematria, Kol Torah, the entire Torah. Meaning our Avodah is to do Nikush and Eder. Until we accomplish and we fulfill and we reach a level of Kol HaTorah. When's that going to be? Never. Never. We'll never stop. So the Nikush and Eder is always going on until Mamish, and I'm going up, never stop climbing that ladder, Letzur Olamim, Mamish, the goal is kol Torah, the entire Torah, never be satiated with less. Be'ez Hashem Zbaruch, we should be zoicha to be a Ben Avram. Be zoicha to follow in his same footsteps and always be in a state of growth. And if we're always in a state of growth like Avram was impressed by and wanted, then Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaracha Etein Azaretz Hazos. Then we will be zoicha L'Eretz Yisrael. We'll be zoicha, not just Eretz Yisrael as we have now, which Baruch Hashem is something more than previous generations. That Eretz Yisrael with Beis HaMikdash in the Makom where it should be. Eretz Yisrael with the Shechina residing in the way that it should be. Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mher V'yameinu B'karav Mamish. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos goyda, 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 Shabbos goyda,